I'm here with our state representative, Lucetta Elmer. Can you tell us about yourself and what your job is as a representative?
Sure. Thank you, Claire, and thanks for having me. This is amazing. I am a resident here in McMinnville, and I actually live just down the road with my husband and our dog, Finn. I have four children, but they're grown, and I have two grandchildren that are adorable. My job as state representative is that I represent a district, and my district is District 24, which includes McMinnville. It also includes Amity, Yamhill-Carlton, Sheridan, Willamina, Grand Ronde, and a bit of Newburgh. So I'm an elected official, meaning that I didn't just apply for the job. I had to have the majority of the registered voters in my district vote for me to put me into office, and it's a two-year term that I serve. Right now I'm serving my second term. When we are in session, I go to Salem, to our capital, and I have an office there, and that's where I am working. And work means that when we're in session, we are legislating, we are crafting policies, bills, that if we pass them, go into effect and help to govern our state.
What made you want to be a representative?
When I was in school, I always enjoyed leadership. I was part of leadership, class president, on student council, things like that. And so my senior year, I was chosen by my school to go to Washington, D.C. as a representative of my school. And I got to meet with our national congressman and tour the White House and just see the whole Washington, D.C. scene and understand a bit better how our government works at the national level. And it was so inspiring that I came back, and when I went to college, I declared political science as my major. But eventually I switched because I didn't think that it would line up perfectly with also the idea of being a mom, and I knew I wanted children. So I got my degree in education, and I was telling your principal when the very first year Dunaway was opened, I actually taught here. So I did teach for a while and had my children, and then at some point pivoted in my work career and got into entrepreneurship and business. And in that, I found myself once again drawn to leadership roles and being on local civic boards, chamber of commerce, things like that, school boards. And so eventually after my children were grown, I thought, well, let's go ahead and go back to that first love and see if I can win an election to serve our state.
So you said it was while you're at school. Did you go to school in McMinnville?
I went to elementary school. I didn't go to school in McMinnville until I got into college, and then I went to Linfield.
What did you teach at Dunaway?
I was in seventh grade. I did my student teaching here, and it was geography and advanced English, and I don't know if you guys still do it, but when I was student teaching, there was like a pod of teachers, so like the kids would all rotate between, they had their science and they had their language arts and they had their math. And so I worked with those three teachers, but primarily I was teaching in the advanced English and geography.
Do you listen to any podcasts?
I do. Yeah, I enjoy podcasts. I listen to Joe Rogan. I know he's a big favorite. But I also listen to podcasts that I just find that I'm like a topic that I'm wondering about. And I love that there's so many podcasts and you can just kind of dive deeper into a subject that you might have curiosity about. I also have a podcast. My podcast is called Life and Legislation with Lucetta. And I think it's fun because it's not all just politics that I'm talking about. I get to talk about a wide range of topics and things that interest me so people can hopefully get to understand my job as their legislator, but also understand me as a person.
And you can find that on Spotify or anywhere there's podcasts.
Correct.
Thank you for coming.
Yes, thanks for having me.